today's gospel, Jesus uses a very concrete parable, which allows us to eavesdrop on the private prayers of two people. The purpose was not to satisfy curiosity, but to teach us an important lesson in prayer. St. Luke comes right to the point as to the purpose of the parable. It is directed to those who believed in their own self-righteousness while holding everyone else in contempt. The sounds of self-righteousness are long and loud, full of I's. The sounds of humility are soft and short. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The problem with the Pharisee is that he is more concerned with himself than with God. In the Pharisee's prayer, I comes before God. In the tax collector's prayer, God comes, well, before me, a sinner. In this liturgy, at our penitential rite, we ask God to have mercy on us and to forgive our sins. In our profession of faith, we acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. At the very heart of our Eucharistic prayer, we remember and renew what Jesus did so that sins may be forgiven. So may our prayer unite with the tax collector's humble petition. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God love you.